I can go beg. I could pray to every god, goddess, whatever you believe in, all the religions in the world. I could go pray to everyone. I can go beg every person on this planet. I can beg every animal. I can cry. I can do whatever. I'll never get my minute back. I'll never get my hour back. I'll never get my day back. Welcome to the Think Big Real Estate Show podcast, the show where I share what I'm learning about real estate sales and real estate investing to help you grow your real estate business. Today, I'm going over how you can schedule your day for success. And I've actually got a hold of Ryan Serhant's actual schedule. I'm talking minute by minute. He wrote it in his book, Sell It Like Serhant. Link in the description below in the Think Big Real Estate Show store if you're interested in pricing. Now, time is our most valuable asset, and a lot of people take advantage of time because people look at the long term. You know, they say that I have 20 years, 30 years, 40 years, 50 years left to live. I have so much time. Why don't I just relax right now? Why don't I just today spend 4 hours on the couch watching Netflix? Bruce Lee said, "If you love life, don't waste time, for time is what life is made up of." The successes in life are done day by day. Think long term. Set a long term goal. What do you want 1 year from now, 2 years from now, 5 years from now, 10 years from now? And figure out what can you do today, in this moment, in this hour, and in this half an hour, in this minute, that'll help you reach that long term goal. And look, the thing that separates successful people from the average person is how they manage their time. And guys, no matter who you are, whether you're black, you're white, you're Hispanic, you're Asian, no matter where you are in the world, no matter whether what you believe in, whatever, time is the equalization factor. We all have the same amount of time in our day. You have the same amount of time as Oprah. You have the same amount of time as your president, whoever that is in your country. You have the same amount of time as your heroes, the people that you look up to. The difference between you and them is how you schedule your day. Successful people realize that they can never get their time back. Guys, it's 10 a.m. right now. I can go beg. I could pray to every god, goddess, whatever you believe in, all the religions in the world. I could go pray to everyone. I can go beg every person on this planet. I can beg every animal. I can cry. I can do whatever. I'll never get my minute back. I'll never get my hour back. I'll never get my day back. The difference between successful people and the average person is just that, just what I told you right now. Successful people realize that they never get their time back. And that's what pushes them. That's what gets them to do, even when they don't feel like doing it. They do it anyway because they have to. Because there's no time to waste. There's no time to waste. And I think especially during this pandemic, we realize the value of time. So I have Ryan Serhant's schedule right here. Now, if there was ever a time to get out a pen and a notepad, this is the time right now. I'm going over this exact, like, minute by minute schedule here. Write it down. If you want to achieve the amount of success as an agent or just even as a person, you have to model after successful people. Get out your pen, get out your paper. All right. So Ryan Serhant's daily schedule. He starts his day at 4:30 in the morning. He's answering emails. At 4:45, he's having breakfast. At 5:15, he does his exercise. And now, guys, it's so important to do your exercise. You know, I'm not going to go on a tangent, but a lot of people, they put off what they want, you know, it, just taking care of themselves, like eating right and exercising and getting enough sleep. They put that off and they focus on whatever their dream are, whatever their dreams are, you know, whether that's getting more clients, growing your business, whatever. But that is your basis, guys. It's so important to eat right, get 8 hours of sleep, and just exercise and be an overall healthy individual. Because that you will use to feed you and become a better agent, a better business owner, a better investor, a better whatever. It affects your everyday life. So, at 6:30, he reads the news. At 6:45, he gets showered and dressed. At 7:30, he manages his wife and his kid, Zena. He says goodbye. Bye, you know, says good morning, goodbye. Being a good father. At 8 a.m., he's at the office doing the hardest part of the day first. Let me tell you a story. In his book, Sell It Like Serhant, there was this abandoned mansion there. And what happened was, it's such a beautiful entrance. Guys, the gate was the amazing, just gold with spikes on top. Huge gate, double door gate. It was beautiful. And the driveway there was so long, and it was filled with greenery and plants from all around. I'm talking Israel, I'm talking Italy plants, I'm talking all around the world, just the best of the best plants. It was so beautiful. And then, as you drove along, there was no house. The guy that was building the house spent all of his money on making the most beautiful entrance, that he didn't have money to do the most important thing, to build his house, to build his mansion. He ran out of money. It's so important to do the most important thing first in your day. The hard, even if it is the hardest part of your day and you don't look forward to it, maybe you don't want to deal with that client anymore. Get it out of the way. First thing in the morning, like Ryan Serhant does at 8 a.m., the first thing he does when he's in the office, he does the things that he hates so he can get it out of the way. Now, if you don't do this, if you don't get the hardest part of your day out of the way, then you're going to end up thinking about it all day. That's just going to ruin your entire day. You're going to be so stressed out. Do the hardest part of your day first. Now, at 8:30 a.m., he does what he calls finder time. This is time where you spend growing your business. This is cold calling. This is door knocking. This is networking. Finding a way to funnel more clients into your business. This is your business growth time. At 9:30, he checks what he has to do for the day. He checks the rest of his day's schedule. at 9:45, he has a team meeting. Now, he has a large team. He has, I think, like over 60 agents across the nation, and now he's running his own brokerage. He does a team meeting, and he decides who he wants to do a deal with, who he wants to partner with on certain deals. At 10:30, he does follow-up time where he's calling hot and warm leads and just following up with them. At 11:30, he's following back. He's sending emails to clients that he just lost. He's sending mailers, holiday mailers to past clients to maintain that top of mind relationship with them. And really going above and beyond, because a lot of agents, they don't care about their past clients. They just say, well, if you can't give me business now, then a lot of agents just say, oh, then I'm not going to deal with you. Look, your past clients gave their trust, their money, hundreds of thousands of dollars to you. You have to maintain touch with them and go above and beyond. You have to follow back like Ryan Serhant. Guys, success leaves clues. If the most famous, arguably the best real estate agent in the world is doing this, you definitely should be doing this too. Follow back. Take care of your past clients. At 11:45, he's doing what he calls keeper time. Now, this is the accounting side of your business. How much does it cost per lead to get a lead? You know, how much does the marketing material cost? How much will it cost you to throw this open house? Stuff like that. The accounting side of your business. At 12:30, he has lunch. But he has lunch with a warm lead, a potential client. You see how he's doing that? Every minute of his day is structured toward growing his business. He doesn't eat lunch alone. He has lunch with other clients, growing his business. He found a way to grow his business simply just by eating. It's amazing. He's all about maximizing his time. At 1:45, he's doing what he calls follow-through time. This is basically, you're just giving the client that you had lunch with what they asked for. Like, if they wanted to know more information, maybe send them your contact info with your team, or just send them some pamphlets, more info about you, stuff like that. You're following through. Give the client what they asked for at lunch. That's follow-through. At 2 o'clock, he's doing what he calls doer time. This is doing the day-to-day work of an agent. This is going to the inspections. This is going to the appraisal. This is showing your client's property. This is following up with your client, saying, hey, I have this deal. Are you interested in seeing it sometime? Stuff like that. The menial task that every agent does every day. That's doer time. And I hope you're writing all this down, because this is gold. You're getting a schedule from the top agent in the world right now. You better be writing this down. At 5 o'clock, he's following up with the person he had lunch with. Is not only does he do doer time and give them, like, follow through with and give the person that he had lunch with what they asked for, but then he follows up. Say, he says, hey, did you have time to read my materials? Are you interested in working with me? He's the king of follow up. He follows up twice in the same day. That's what sets him apart from every other agent. He's going that extra mile that really not too many other agents do. at 5:15, he does more doer time. But in this specific time, he's brainstorming new marketing materials. How can I make that open house great? Stuff like that. How can he brand himself in the area? Stuff like that. Marketing materials. New ways to market himself and grow his brand, Ryan Serhant. At 6:15, he's finally done with work. But then at 11 p.m., but just before he goes to bed, he does a quick email check. Now, I just gave you literally the schedule for success. Ryan Serhant's minute-by-minute schedule that you can take for yourself. Now, if you're interested in reading his book, Sell It Like Serhant, which I highly recommend, it's $15 the last time I checked to learn from one of the most famous real estate agents in the world. That's a steal. The link is in the description below at the Think Big Real Estate Show store if you're interested. Now, make sure to like and subscribe for this, because I haven't seen anyone find Ryan Serhant's actual schedule, and I was able to provide that for you. All I ask is just for a like and subscribe. That's it. I think that's pretty fair. Now, one thing that I was going through the schedule was some people, they don't really like their day being that structured as Ryan Serhant does. They don't like the minute-by-minute schedule. What you could do is you can do a form of time blocking where you just write down all the things that you have to do for the day. And you're basically doing it like a checklist format, but you're assigning times for that, for those things, and when you need to get them done by. So, for example, I need to go throw an open house between 2 and 5 p.m., or I need to get this paperwork done between, I don't know, 9 and 11 p.m. So you're not really structuring yourself as deeply as Ryan Serhant does, where he schedules literally every minute of his day. Some of you may not work like that. Some of you may not like that. And maybe you just get too stressed out. This is when you can do time blocking. So you're not specifically assigning a time, but you're assigning a time range. You're saying, I need to get this done between 2 and 5 p.m. Sometime between that time, you have to get it done. And it gives you a lot more wiggle room just in case things pop up, which you're an agent. Of course, things pop up. Things don't go as planned. And one thing that I found between successful agents is that they woke up so early. Like Ryan Serhant, he wakes up at 4:30 in the morning. And a lot of successful agents wake up really early in the morning too, somewhere around 4 p.m., 5 p.m., 6 p.m. Just because no one's calling them at that time. No one's awake at that time. And what I found was they use that to do what I call growth time. They use that time to focus on them and their business only. The stuff that their clients need, if they're emailing them, that doesn't matter. That can wait until everyone's awake later in the day. Early in the morning, as soon as you get up, you're doing your cold calling, you're doing your door knocking, you're doing your social media posts. If you're not on social media, you need to get on social media. Everything's moving online now. You're doing the networking. I mean, you're doing the things that grow your business. Even just investing in yourself. Just reading reading some business books, listening to podcasts like this that help you grow your business. Do your growth time. Wake up really early in the morning and do growth time. That's what I found among a lot of successful agents. Now, if you're a new agent, and maybe you see a lot of successful agents in your office, maybe they have more sales than you, have more experience than you, and you're thinking to yourself, how the heck can I get to their level? Well, I'll tell you this. It's going to take time. But time is the only thing you can control. You control what you do in your day. Guys, I just gave you the schedule to one of the most famous real estate agents in the world. If you do that schedule every day, day in, day out, 6 to 7 days a week, there's a high probability that one day you will achieve the success that Ryan Serhant has achieved. Guys, it's all about what can you do today? What can you do this hour? What can you do this minute? You have to think like that. That's the one thing that will separate you from other agents and propel you to success is by scheduling your day, being very disciplined in your day, even if you don't want to do it. Guys, let me tell you something. I don't know if you know, but I got a tennis scholarship. And you know, it wasn't easy. You know, there were some days that I didn't want to go to practice, that I didn't want to do the workout, that I didn't want to go to the court again for the third time in the day. But I did it anyway. Because the second that you let your emotions get in front of what you need to do, that's when you lose. Success is done every day. What you do every day determines your life and the future life you will live, and whether or not you'll reach that goal and the dreams that you have. It starts today, guys. And you know, you're gonna go through some hard times. Even with me giving you the exact schedule that Ryan Serhant, the best real estate agent in the world, has, you're gonna have some hard times. Guys, on my way to the tennis scholarship, for 4 years, I was placed last on my tennis team. Think about that. But on the fifth year, I got the tennis scholarship. 4 years of just working 6+ hours a day. I would go for 2 hours on the tennis court, then I'd come home, then I'd foam roll, then I'd eat and I'd recover. Then I'd go back, do 1 hour workout, then I'd come home, eat, foam roll, recover. Then I'd go back out, 2 hours tennis, then I'd come home, eat, recover, foam roll. Then I'd go back for another hour or two. And then I'd do a workout, and then I'd do another tennis session. Then I'd come home, eat, recover, and then at the end of the day, when it was dark out, I would study the game. I would watch matches, and I would ask myself, why did they hit the ball there? And what if they hit the ball there? Then how would that affect the match? How would that affect the point? You have to be obsessed like that. And you have to know it's going to take time. It took me 5 years, guys. 4 years, I was in last place. But on the fifth year, I got what I was looking for. It takes time. the little successes are in your day. Remember that. If there's one thing you can take from this episode, is that success is in how you schedule your day. That's 100% true. Look at any successful person in any field. They are very disciplined. They are very structured in what they do and what they achieve in their day. And you need to do that too. If every successful person is doing something and you want to achieve the success that they have, you need to do that too. Follow this schedule that I gave you. That's Ryan Serhant's freaking schedule. I gave you Ryan Serhant's schedule. It's pretty amazing. You just have to do it day in, day out. It's not going to happen immediately. It took me 4 years, guys. But on the fifth year, I got it. It's going to take time. Now, make sure to like and share this episode with anyone you think it might help in growing their business. Maybe you have a team and you want to share Ryan Serhant's schedule with them. Share this episode with them. Otherwise, thank you so much for watching and listening on the podcast form. And I'll see you next time.